This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our last visit, we developed an outline for the book of Romans. The title, The Key to Abundant Living. Main points, introduction, the universal need for salvation, the available provision of salvation, the Holy Spirit, essential for sanctification, the historical perspective to salvation, the practical outworking of salvation, and the conclusion. Now let's begin to amplify this focus and outline. In the introduction, chapters 1 through 17, notice Paul's mission, his message, and his master. He identified himself as a bondservant. This is based on the Old Testament description of a servant who chooses to permanently be a slave to his master. He is taken to a doorpost in his master's house, and the master pushes an awl through his ear into the doorpost. This is a sign that he has chosen to be a permanent slave for his master. Paul considered himself a bond slave for life to his master, Jesus Christ. When called to be an apostle, he had only one response, to go. An apostle is one sent to represent his master. He was set apart or sanctified for this purpose. As an apostle, he received grace to call people from among all the Gentiles to the obedience that comes through faith. He did this wholeheartedly, preaching the gospel and praying for the converts to see them established in the faith. He was not ashamed of the gospel and felt obligated to take it to Jew and Gentile, wise and foolish. He was eager to preach the gospel because he knew it had the power of God to save everyone who believed it. That was his mission, and he carried it out passionately and victoriously.